So I'm just really, really excited about this idea. Good morning, Leo. You want to say hi to our friends?
Hey.
Hi, Leo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Leo's wearing his soccer shirt. It's going to be a good day.
Oh,
Do you need something?
when is the baseball close?
4:11.
Like what exactly?
It doesn't, they don't tell you.
Oh.
I
Hey,
love
how are you, son?
this.
Love you, Leo.
We ordered some baseball mitts on Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon can do it overnight, but Leo needs to know the exact time. So,
Oh, gotcha. When are those baseball mitts showing up? I need clarity, Dad.
if within 12 hours wasn't jaw-dropping enough.
Know, right?
Dang you, Amazon. Why do you make it so easy? I've actually decided I've sworn off Amazon, except for when I need to buy stuff.
Except when I need to buy stuff. Exactly.
Oh,
Oh, I love it. Okay, so back to this concept, the year of the sharer. Tell us more.
yes.
So I heard something like you don't have to, they waive the enrollment fee,
So
something like
that's part. Yeah, that's part of it. Basically, doTERRA just wants to take down any barriers that we've had this whole first 14 years. And they nailed it, you know, because that $35 enrollment fee, it's a small thing, but it's a big thing. You know, like if you want to share your link online, like, hey, I'm loving Lemon, it's only $10. And then people go to sign up. Oh, it's actually $45 for you because there's a $35 enrollment fee.
Yeah.
Sarah's like, no, we want to just blow away those barriers. And so it's awesome. It's so cool. This is a huge investment on doTERRA's part. They're taking a big chance, you know, because they have operating costs. You know, there's a hard cost to every person who comes in the door.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. I'm super, super excited. So, year of the sharer, here we go.
I love it. I mean, we thought, I mean, in the Chinese New Year, it's the year of the rabbit. In doTERRA's world, it's the year of the sharer.
That's
Right?
right. Exactly. Rabbit sharer.
There we go.
And then some people are talking about their favorite shares from leadership. Jeremy Breckeisen came back. He's our strengths guy. Kicked it out of the park. So good. He talked about this. Hey, is that a little bit of collagen going down?
It's what we call the magic juice over here with
I like it.
collagen, right? Hey, got to start your day right, guys.
That's right. So, yeah, Jeremy just brought down the house with his topic of strengths and how there's no one out there like you. It was so good. Just incredible shares. We also had a keynote speaker. I forgot his name, but he works with a lot of sports players, top athletes that yeah. Anybody remember his name? Anyways,
The other
great.
thing is that you hosted this gathering in Orlando, Florida, correct?
Yes.
How was the sunshine?
Oh my goodness. Apparently we
There
timed.
is sun out there.
Yes, legend tells that the sun still exists. So
Guys, Andy and I have been in a snowpocalypse for 6 months. It started snowing in October in Utah. And here's the thing, we want to be very mindful because we're super grateful. Utah is a very dry state. We need the water, we need the snow. But this is, look, it's springtime. Does it look like springtime to y'all? And so grateful for it, but we're also ready for summer, for some sunshine and spring because it has snowed on us so much. Like what I've read is supposedly this year, our snowpack has been, we've had more snow this year than the previous like 3, almost 4 years combined, you guys. Think about that. So we've been living in a snowpocalypse.
It's the truth. So I have to admit,
Make a break for it. You go to Orlando, you're like, oh my gosh, this is the sun.
yeah,
Yeah.
every break, every meal, every chance I could, I'm out there, feet in the grass and just soaking in the sun. It was beautiful. Apparently, right after we left, they had a cold spell. our assistant Sharon stayed on, and it was like down in the 50s, but we had like mid 80s the whole time we were there. So beautiful.
I love how some people's perspective that a cold spell is in the mid 50s, you know? Right. Like, for us right now, I'd be popping open my sunroof if we had that.
Put my swimsuit on.
Anyway, we're thrilled though. I am so grateful we've been well nourished in a lot of water, and I am ready for more spring.
Amen. Okay, Justin Sua is the name of the keynote, and he did such a great job. Chelsea's recommending his podcast, Increase Your Impact. Mm-hmm. I guess it's only 3 to 5 minutes. Wow, that's a short podcast.
I mean, hey, just get in there and get what you need to say and get it out.
Get it done. What are we doing with an hour podcast here? This is 5 minutes.
Yes. One.
Oh, Haley is saying she got sun-kissed at the Epcot. Way to go, Haley. So awesome.
Can we also talk about, I saw a glimpse of a new product that has me a little sparkly-eyed.
Oh, yes.
Can you get some of it there? Tell the truth, too.
So Greg Cook came to one of our dinners, and he passed them around, and so we did get to try it, but I did not get to bring some home. So I was looking for the slide. Do I have the slide? I don't think I have the slide, but I sent one to you of the rose. Oh, shoot. What's it called?
Like a facial cream.
Yes. It's a two-part system. Hydrosol. Thank you. You can tell I'm not like the king of skincare, right?
Yeah, but some of us live for skincare. So I'm just saying, how soon do you get your hands on that?
And again, so doTERRA is so generous.
I know you're going to get it sooner than the rest of us. So tell me when it's arriving, because I'm going to come hang out with Leo and the Amazon driver. When's that happening?
So doTERRA celebrates their 15-year anniversary. And so as a gift, they are giving this two-part awesomeness to all silvers and above, and to anyone who came to leadership in April. So they didn't give us a day, but in April, so next month, we should be seeing that in our mailboxes. So great.
Since you technically have two organizations, because you're double blue diamond, you're silver twice. I think you'll get two. I'm saying, you already know what to give me for my Easter basket. Just tuck it right in there.
Just little ideas, dropping little clues.
Yeah, no, that's not a clue. That's a direct ask.
That's a direct ask. Okay.
Yeah, just tuck that right on in. We got to be. I love my facial creams. I did make up my glow blend yesterday. Does my skin look glowy, everyone? I love
you're the glow. Glowing. You're radiant.
Radiant skin. I need a little bit of this rose cream, though, to try it out too.
Well, I think the universe is trying to tell me maybe I should get on the skin game, because I hopped on a call with one of our top leaders in Europe.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, wow, you look as tired as we do. I'm like, oh, okay, thank you.
Love you guys. Yeah, you know, I think it's on that, you know, our dear friend Marcus Aurelius that you and I love so much. You guys, there's a hilarious Instagram account.
Hang on. You got to say it right. I know it's hard to say. It's mucus.
Mucus.
You said Marcus. It's Mucus Aurelius. Right.
I said Marcus. No, it's not Marcus. Mucus Aurelius. If you like funny memes, Andy literally sent me a few days ago. He's like, thank you for turning me onto that account. But I remember once he had these like Steve Madden, and you wouldn't have had them, I don't think, because mostly only girls wore them. And anyway, I had a crack of a joke there too. We'll just leave out recording. Anyway, these sandals were really popular in the 90s. You guys remember, did you ever see the Steve Madden sandal? And it was like a black sole and then like a black kind of fabric-y, like this big of fabric over the toe. Yeah, they're kind of the slides. See, Casey knew I was going. Casey did. And I had him, but I remember, I think this was on his account or someone else's, where it's like, hey, P.S., if you wore these in the 90s, it's time to start with that night retinol cream. And it was like, yeah, it's time. Yeah, see, Christina had them, Irene had them, Maria had them, right? But yeah, if you wore those in the 90s, guys, it's time to start in on some serious self serums and retinols, and you're gonna need a little help with that skincare. So Andy, you fall in that category because you're like 3 weeks older than me. Andy and I were born the same year, but he's 3 weeks older.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Need some skincare. Maybe a little Botox too, but anyway, yeah, I'm just saying, I don't think men need to do Botox. I don't think anyone needs to do it.
He was making some memes yesterday about, like I was alive when call waiting was the coolest thing on your rotary phone.
Yes, for sure. It's like, yeah, you guys remember Party Line? Or do that, we're like, hey Andy, hold on a minute, we're gonna patch Natalie in. It's like Party Line. It's like, hey guys, where should we hang out tonight?
Oh, that's hilarious.
You heard Prince's newest album, Purple Rain? Sweet. Erasure.
Oh, so funny. Yeah.
Anyway, we're so glad you guys are here. I'm so glad you went to leadership. It's just great when we have infusion. And I love that even though it still looks like winter here, I do love, there are signs of spring. And I love the energy of a new beginning, that new vibe, right?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome. So grateful.
Irene's asking if I can share my Glow Blend recipe. I'll share the Glow Blend recipe. It is in high demand. I'm only going to share it though if maybe Andy commits to giving me some rosemary.
Oh, what kind of blackmail is this?
You know, I'm just saying. Okay. Are we ready? Okay.
All right.
No, it's not posted anywhere because it's mine.
Show up on this call every week, guys.
Yeah, so your incentive to be here is because sometimes I get messaged about it, and it's like, you got to come to share success. You got to come to the call to get
that's the
glow
right.
Blend. So the glow blend, I use like a 2 ounce bottle I bought off Amazon. It's like the size of that. And I put in that 20 drops ish. So if an extra drop or two drops in, I'm not going to be mad about it, to be clear. Right. But 20 drops of yarrow palm go right in. 20 drops of frankincense, about 10-ish drops of copaiba, and then about 4 or 5 drops of blue tansy, which really, you guys, blue tansy is incredible for skincare. You even find blue tansy in some of these high-end facial creams and serums. Blue tansy is incredible, but it's potent, right? So a little goes a long way. And then I often will take the top off of my rose touch, right? Or if you have pure rose, even awesome, great. Pure rose or rose touch. And I'll put in, you know, 3-4 drops of the rose. And then the rest of the bottle, I top off with an organic rosehip oil. Rose hip oil. So there is the glow blend by Tiff Peterson.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
Only here, folks.
I also, before I bought those bottles off Amazon, I would take an empty yarrow palm bottle and you can make it in that too, because that's a bigger bottle. But all of those are really powerful. Any of those getting on your skin, putting them in your moisturizer are going to help you. But if you want a powerful, moisturizing, nurturing, healthy skin, you can also put, sometimes some of you guys, I'm not saying PS, this is a cure, but sometimes sunspots, right? Or if you get different spots on your arms or hands, right? That might be little skin tabs or or sunspots, things like that. I often put the Glow Blend on that too.
I love that.
Yeah. I love we're talking facial creams. Like, this just lights me up. It's like, everyone come over in your pajamas and comfy slippers and let's have a girls' night in. Andy's going to bring the snacks.
That's right.
Yep.
How did you say it? You're a convenience store snacks at a bougie hotel kind of gal.
Yes, I am a big fan of gas station snacks.
Sorry.
Gas station snacks in a bougie hotel, right? Like, put me up in a 5-star joint because I love nice linens and a sexy, gorgeous bath and all of that. But then I need a can of Pringles, you know, and some Nutter Butters. Just saying. I mean, along with the MetaPower and, you know, my supplements and the things that I take and my green juice, you need a little bit of balance in there.
Can I just offer a little tip, like suggestion? If there's anybody out there who worked for Pringles, could we make one of those roll cans so that like they get higher, kind of like chapstick, you know, like I don't like getting my hand stuck down in there.
You want your mitt in there?
How about it, science?
Yeah, how about
it? How hard is this?
Yeah. Well, I know I sent you that image of that huge bag of Cadbury mini eggs at Costco.
Oh my gosh, the industrial size?
Guys, it's like bulk size. I love Costco. Costco literally is on my joy list. It really is. Don't judge. Mom and I went to Costco last week. We had a great time, loaded up on a bunch of good food and things. But I was really proud of myself. I didn't buy the Costco size bag of Cadbury mini eggs. However, I think I imprinted it on my subconscious because then later that night or the next day, Brett and I were out together somewhere and we did buy a bag of Cadbury mini eggs.
That's awesome.
We did do it.
Well, you know, some things just have to be done.
Listen, some things do. And there's just some things, I'm just going to say this, Andy, and I don't hope it doesn't make you squirm, but you have a wife, so we'll be okay. But I just kind of have this thing where I try not to, I really don't eat a ton of sugar, but when it's like your cycle, that time of the month, it's like, hey, girlfriend, whatever you want, you're going to get.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever. So it's like, if I need peanut butter cups, Cadbury mini eggs, no one's saying a word about it. Right?
Well, this week's episode is brought to you by our sponsors, Cadbury Eggs, Costco, and
facial creams.
Pringles.
Yeah, there we go. Just saying.
There was a great meme about that too. It's like you're in the middle of this heart-wrenching podcast and then it goes to commercial. Like trying to weave it in.
Do you need hiring help at your office too? You're like, wait, what are we talking about?
What?
Anyway, we have not talked about one thing really coaching oriented yet today, and it's 9 o'clock. We've been here half an hour shooting the breeze. However, we did tuck in some strengths finders and some leadership and about this is the year of the sharer. Yeah. In all sincerity, can we connect to that for just a moment for yourself and or turning around it to your team? I love the spirit of generosity, right? Some of you, how many of you have ever participated in my annual gratitude series? I've done it for 11 years, the month of November. It's totally free. It's feel good. There's no sponsored ads. It's all heart, right? You really get in there and we talk about what I call the super G's, gratitude and generosity. The spirit of generosity. Can we riff on that for a moment?
You go, girl.
If you want a full life, a rich life, and I don't just mean a fat bank account, although I'm a fan of a fat bank account, right? It's about the only fat I'm a fan of, but a fat bank account. Yeah, but a rich life is this one that's full with gratitude and generosity. And the spirit of generosity, right? When you think about this, is being generous with our time, with our praise, with our words and with our sharing. Can you be a generous sharer? Because I love to share good news. I love to share kindness and goodness and tips and Cadbury Minis and Globe Blend recipes, right? And favorite shows and favorite funny Instagram accounts and, you know, and sharing kindness and compliments. But to be a generous sharer, what do you think about that, loves? Because it isn't just about that. Here's the thing. If you're a generous sharer, you will naturally, just by the natural byproduct of the ripple of whether you call it the law of cause and effect or the law of karma, or the law of reciprocity, is just by the nature of you being a more generous sharer, you are going to make more sales. You are going to make more money. You are going to have more enrollments and you are going to have more people, you know, join you in your business. That will absolutely be the truth. But just think about the ripple effect of that is helping people be happier. Like when I literally was putting on my Glow Blend recipe on my face today, I was like, oh my gosh, I just love this stuff. And then I often, some of you know this, I don't always put rose, or even if I have rose in there, I often will put rose under my eyes. And as I swipe it on my eyes, I say, I see love today. And then I take it right here, my third eye, right, where those 11 lines want to hang out on your face. And we just swirl up through my crown chakra, if you will. And I think loving thoughts. And then I put rose around my lips and I say, I speak loving words. And then I put rose right here on my main, right, this lymphatic system, one here, and it's like, I am love. And I think about all the ways I diffuse these products and the supplements that I take. And when I've had a headache a few weeks ago, I didn't take ibuprofen. I put a little peppermint and drank some water and helped reset my body. And it went away on its own, right? Or I think about frankincense and how I've regularly put that on my body. I'm a breast cancer thriver. I don't talk about that a lot, but I regularly put frankincense on my boobs every day. Not sure you wanted to know that, but guess what? Like, it's healthy. You want to keep your healthy body, and I'll put it up my spine. And you just think about these things, right? The way that you take care of yourself and you show up for yourself, or you show up for your kids, or you put a little serenity on your kids. They've woken up from a nightmare, or they're a little cranky, or I'm so grateful for balance oil. Balance oil goes on almost every time before I get on a large stage and speak, because I still get the nerves. And I put balance on the bottoms of my feet and the back of my neck. And you guys, I've just barely highlighted what, 6-7 products. And it's like, I am so grateful for how these products have changed or influenced my life for the positive. Anyone else?
Amen.
Anyone else? So you just think about being a generous sharer, because it's good news. And so I know for some of you, why I'm sharing this, and then I want you to turn around and share this with your teams. When you talk about the year of the sharer, can we be the spirit of generosity and a generous sharer of the good news? Because I know some of you, where you get kind of kinked up at times is you get into the fear of sales or selling. And you go, how does this sound? And I don't want to offend anyone. And blah, 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 blah. And you get into all that head talk, that negative headspace. And if you can just give yourself this mindset, I'm a generous sharer. I live in the spirit of generosity in every way of my life. Because all of you go, oh yeah, I get it that I could make some cookies, take them to my neighbor, be generous, you know, or speak a kind word over someone. Yes, but let's include, it's like the tools. Let's share more often the tools that are helping us live healthier, more vivacious lives. We're more alive in our living, aren't we? That's one of my intentions of being a human on the planet, is I want to be more alive in my living, and I want to help more humans do the same. That's why I'm here with you every freaking Wednesday, right? You realize you're the only call I get on. I don't take any other business calls before 10 in the morning, except y'all. And then when Andy moved us to camera, he's like, I think we should get off phone and get on camera. I was like, are you nuts? Like, that means I've got to like wash, you know, put on some makeup and do my hair and put on a cute top before 10 a.m. But it is, it's like, because my intention of being in your life is I want to help you be more awake, more alive in your living too, with skills and tools to be more thriving and successful in your life, in your self-esteem, and in your sales. And so when you think about this, right, you go, okay, maybe all of the times myself or people on my team, we get kind of snagged in sales and selling is, what if you just adopted the mindset, the spirit of generosity, and that you're a generous sharer? Because aren't these tools help me live a healthier, happier, more awake, more alive life. I'm so grateful for that. So if we can come from that energy of gratitude and generosity, A, that's such a sexy, palpable, magnetic energy. But B, I think it'll help you be more consistent in your sharing because you're seeing it as, guess what? We're sharing generously.
Amen.
Yeah.
As you were talking, I was thinking about how every time I fly internationally, you know, you fill out the little customs form and it asks what you do for work.
Hmm.
And I'm like, well, you know, what do I say? Because in the world's mind, what I do is sales. You know, I'm a marketer. I'm a promoter. But at the core, all we do is share. That's all we do. We just share stuff that we love and lift and bless others with all the good things. And so it's always felt a little bit awkward to write sales, but it's because that's the heart and soul of what we do. It's the why behind what we're doing, right? It's blessing lives. So I love your share. Thank you so much, Tiff.
Yeah. Well, I just think, and if we can take that, and all of you that are here, take that then to your teams and share that mindset, is the spirit of generosity and how we can cultivate that. But just seeing the connection and inviting perhaps, what are 3 or 4 or 5 of your favorite products, right? I'm modeling for you a team exercise. Invite them to drop down into their own gratitude. Which products have helped you significantly, or your home, or helped ground you, or helped support you, or whatever the case might be. And then it's like the good news, we're just simply sharing tools that help people be healthier and happier, and that they have more empowerment. And that's all we're doing, is we're having a spirit of generosity upon the way that we're showing up with this. Yeah.
Well, should we jump into some coaching?
Yeah. Let's do it. I'm ready.
You know the drill. Raise your hand so we can bring you on live, and you're welcome to come on with or without camera. But it's always better to just have a real conversation. So otherwise you can push your questions or thoughts, how we can support, in the chat or comments.
There's a few folks that I've seen pop in and asking about where do they get more information about the refer a friend and the affiliate program. Do you have any insights on that, Andy, where they can find that?
So I believe somebody put the link, doterra.com/refer. And so I just checked that, and that is the link. So doterra.com/refer. And then the affiliate program, it's still in the beta phase. So because the refer a friend has so many, you know, questions that arise, I think doTERRA was really strategic to only roll out the refer a friend. I mean, they mentioned the affiliate program a couple of times with leadership, but they really didn't go into any details at all. And so I think that's wise for each of us. Where I'm thinking the refer a friend is going to have the most impact is with micro influencers. And so, you know, these are your stay at home moms who have, you know, 300 to 3000 followers. Like it's so perfect for them to be able to just share. Here's what I'm using. Here's what I'm loving. Here's my link. And boom, people can sign up without the $35 enrollment fee, and game over. So the affiliate program is set up more Well, I mean, it works for micro influencers, but I think it's tailored more to just a different mindset, right? People who are less likely to be the nurturers who do the long-term support of these new customers. So anyways, that's the web address is doterra.com/refer. So Becky is asking on the refer a friend, is that only for wholesale customers? Initially, yes, but my understanding is they're also rolling it out for us as well. So everybody, wellness advocates and wholesale customers will get a link. So it will operate slightly differently. With wholesale customers, let's say I enroll Tiffany and she's my wholesale customer. And then she goes out and she hosts a class or shares her link on her Insta and she gets three people who enroll. Those three people are going to be on my front line because Tiffany's a customer, so she can't have a downline. So that's how that works. Tiffany will get the 20% back in doTERRA dollars, but it's the, it's 20%, which is super generous. Like most affiliate programs out there, like go out there and join Amazon's affiliate program. You'll be lucky to get 1 or 2%. So yeah.
I'm an Amazon affiliate because, right, yeah. We send business there and it's such a low percentage. So
yeah, it's super generous.
Yeah, very generous.
So my understanding is it rolls out April 3rd. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's the date they shared. Okay, I'm seeing lots of questions. So wellness advocates do have the link generator. What would be the difference between that and the refer a friend? I'm trying to think if there'd ever be a case where you'd prefer to get the 20% doTERRA dollars instead of the fast start. Yeah, I can't think of any. Like guys, if you can really process the power of compound interest applied to compound sharers, like it's just going to be that much easier to bring in that many more customers who then, you know, a certain percentage will turn into sharers and then compound that over time, right? Just like with investing, the principle of compound interest. So yeah, doTERRA is doing 3 or 4 calls about refer a friend. They know there's going to be a million questions. So, so definitely hop on those calls. Yes, April 3rd, confirmed. Okay. Hey, Jennifer read the Sultan's 7 Secrets. How'd you like it? Yeah. It takes the whole story of Aladdin to a whole new level. This whole principle of attraction. That's really what that story is about. So good. 3 hearts. I think she liked it.
I love it. Love it. I'm also listening to, I know again, remember that next week is our call where we're going to focus and talk about Marianne Williamson's book, The Law of Divine Compensation. I know many of you have been reading or listening to that. Even if you don't get the book fully read or listen to it in its entirety, we still want you to join us next week. We'll touch in on some other things, but we're going to be talking about money mindset. And I'm also been listening to, I'd seen this, you know, when a book keeps showing up in your space and then it's like, okay, I hear you. I'm going to get you. Is I've been listening to a book as well as I ordered the physical copy, a book called A Happy Pocket Full of Money. And it's another, well, I'm liking it, right? I'm about halfway through, but it's a great book related to, you know, law of attraction and getting your mindset in a good space. So lots of good things. Lots of good things. Jennifer says, have you read the book, The Greatest Salesman? I have years and years ago. So I need to revisit that. I'm a big fan of Og Mandino's work. So, yep. Okay, well, should we take on a coaching question or two?
Yeah, go ahead and raise your hand so we can bring you on. And
yeah, come join us live. What's up for you? What are you working on or what are you thinking about? Andy, can I share something coming up just so it's a perspective on radar? So two things. Number one, I'm doing a free masterclass tomorrow morning, Thursday. There's also a recording available on expanding your sales growth. We're going to be talking about, we're almost into Q2, loves. We're wrapping up Q1, Q2 starting soon. And I love the energy of March and growth and springtime and that season. So I do have that coming up tomorrow. That is free. And that link is being shared on my social media. You'll need to find it there on either Facebook or Instagram. In stories, things like that. It's a Infusionsoft link. Let me see if I can find it. Give me one sec. I'll find it after we're done talking. But secondly, coming up next week is once a year. I only do this once a year. We do a public opportunity to go through my sales training, the full process, right? Normally you have to join Success Academy where we teach the 5 gates of closing sales. We teach the Nourish Your Network concept, the grid format of nourishing and deepening connections, how to ask better questions, how to create greater engagement and enrollment of what you're creating. So normally the only way you get that training is it's in Success Academy, which you can join that later in the year if you'd like. But I'm doing my 3-day next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, what's called the Sales Summit Series. And at a fraction of the cost, we have that open right now as well. So it will be 3 days, not 3 full days. It's online for about a 60 to 90 minute session, all recorded, custom workbook. That's taking place next week too. So if you're in that vibe, you or your team members are thinking, let's really get intentional about growing our sales, right? Let's be strategic and let's be skill-based as well as, yes, we want to work on the mindset, but let's learn how the system of how we actually close more sales. Okay. Would invite you to join me there. And that web link is salessummitseries.com. A lot of S's, like Sultan's 7 Secrets. Salessummitseries.com is the website link for that. So I just want you guys to know about it because those are some things that are happening that are time sensitive and only happen this one particular experience. We do once a year. We do it every March. And it just happens to be next week. So I wanted that on your radar.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Money, honey.
Money, honey.
Let's make some money, honey.
I love it. Okay. Maria is asking, how is everyone leveraging BOGOs? Are there some great recipes you're sharing with the daily deals? What are you doing to maximize the BOGOs? Let me just tell you, best bargain of the year. Love the BOGO box. So go ahead and put in the chat and the comments how you're maximizing the BOGOs this week. It's so good. And then Jenny, you posted a question and we've got you on as a panelist. So welcome, Jenny. Where are you calling from?
Hello, everyone. I'm from Chile. Hi, Andy. Hi, Tiff.
Hi,
so good to see you.
Nice to see you too, guys. I miss it. And this morning routine because I lost the last one because we changed the hour, so I lost the other. Yes, I have a question because yesterday with my upline, and when she see me, when she saw me, I instantly want to cry. And I cry because she know that I'm not okay. Because I want to have a new rank, and I work very hard. It's not easy when you maybe seen that I'm lost. My English is not very good, so I want to try to some words. That is that okay for you?
You're doing great.
Yeah, okay, thank you. And when we talked yesterday, and she said me that she said me, okay, Jenny, just one thing. Talk with God and answer and some question that you need to receive you maybe have some question to God and he responds to you like some answers, and I don't know why, really I don't know why, because I'm a Catholic, and I think that doTERRA is the most viable for my family, for my health, and I believe in the essential oils. But I don't know that what that happened to me when I want to try to some people, new people, and don't have more enrollments than new people to my team.
I love it. So you have dreams, you have goals. Sounds like you want to hit a new rank and reach more people. But your question that you posted in the comments was, how do I talk to God, basically? Is that what you're asking? Is how do I get answers to your prayers?
Yes.
Wow. I love this question. And are you calling from Chile?
Yes.
Beautiful. Love it. So I love where you're calling from. You are out in nature and you're moving your body. And to me personally, that is one of the greatest tools that I have, that I use to communicate with God, is to be out in his playground, in his backyard, which is nature. And it looks like the sun is out. And I love being in his light. And I love that your upline is inviting you to plug in to the divine and to reach up for the answers that you're seeking. So I'm curious, what is the specific question that you have for God? What shape is that taking in terms of the prayers that you're asking?
How can I reach more people? Because I know that in Chile, more people have difficult for mental health, and it's not good, right? Because in Chile, it's a real problem, and they have some ethnic, and I know the people need some good to feel good.
Right.
I know that.
Yeah.
Yes. My question is, how can I reach these people?
Yeah.
How can I use God to reach these people?
Yeah. Well, I love that your heart is in such a good place. Like you just want to do his work and bless more lives, which is the first, to me, that is who God responds to the fastest, is to those who have their feet in motion, people who are ready and willing to take action. So I would try asking forming your prayer with a really simple question. Who would you have me serve today?
Okay.
So instead of making this a global, like, how can I reach more people? It's like, it's almost like that question's too broad. And it's like, well, there's a billion ways that you could reach, you know, like anywhere you go, there's more people. But if you get still and sit in that one question, God, who would you have me serve today? Tiffany and I have a common friend, Kelly King, and this is her quote that I love the most is, that is the prayer that God will answer the fastest. Mm-hmm. Is, God, who would you have me serve today? So just get in a quiet place and just get let your mind rest and be still. And I promise you that prayer will be answered. God is so good at bringing to mind the people right then that he would have us serve. And go with the first impression, because you'll get impressions and then you'll start to doubt and question and kind of back yourself out of those impressions. So I would just go with a simple question and then trust your gut, trust your first impression. Tiff, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
Oh, Jenny, it's so good to see you. And I'm just, I love you're even asking this question, right? And I think that, gosh, God, my experience is like, we don't have to get even the prayer perfectly right. It's just that desire and that intention. I want to connect with you. I want to be a vessel. Use me, God, use me is language I often pray often, right? And I think when you think about it that way, but sometimes what I'd love for you to see in like the rest of your day, I don't know where you're, it looks like you're maybe out in a park right now. You're out moving around.
Yes, I'm moving around to my home right now. So I just in down of the tree to speak with you and Andy.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. I love the energy. But sometimes when I'm out and about, whether I'm in an airport or you're at the grocery store or you're walking home, is I just get intentional and imagine it's like you just see like, how many people can I touch or connect with and just put some light to, right? Imagine it's like you take the heart, the energy from your heart and move it up to your eyes, right? All of you, if you want to like literally go, I'm going to, this love and this service and the intention is what you're setting. I want to just be a blessing today. And you think about pulling that energy, anchoring that, and then pulling it up through your eyes, putting it into your mouth, putting it into your hands. And as you literally just even see other humans and you make their eye contact and see a smile or you find something to compliment about them, right? Oh, I love the dress you're wearing, or you have beautiful eyes, or hope you're having, and you just intentionally, it's like, I'm going to deposit light to them, right? Like, I love thinking that thought. And then it's like, I'm going to bring light today, light, light, light. And you just bring that love, because to me that God is love and God is light when we think about like palpable. But even that book I was mentioning, I'm reading about, called The Happy Pocket Full of Money. It's about reminding us of how everything is energy and that vibration, right? And we can shift our vibration by what we're focusing on. So when we focus on, again, love and service, kindness, and again, just seeing that like light, it's like, ooh, I want to take these little deposits. It talks about how even if we smile right now, right? Like, I want you just to put a big smile on your face right now. There you go. Look at that. That beauty. But how even just a smile on our face is an energy like that literally is putting out into the universe, right? Like the power of even butterfly wings. And you think about how light and that the energy that's putting out. So as you even think about just smiling, any one of you listening, give yourself, literally put a smile on your face right now, whether you're feeling happy or not, practice putting a smile and you shift. It's like, okay, all right. And so I think again, love, is that you're already, you're so divine. Nothing you do can earn more of God's love. None of us earn more of God's love. Now we do things that put us into perhaps a greater alignment, vibration to God's energy, or like some of the great suggestions in the chat box of ways that we can tune in. But you're already perfectly loved. It's just sometimes our own thoughts, we kind of put a shade over that light. And it's just coming back into like the ownership of that love and that light and that intention of, I want to be a blessing. I mean, just even thinking that thought plugs your lamp in. I like to look at that. You're the lamp. God's the electricity. And there are even setting that intention is a way we plug the lamp in. And then yes, things like prayer, meditation, nature time, using those oils, right? Listening to inspiring good worship or beautiful classical music. There's various ways that I'm inviting more of that vibration and that light into my body and into my brain, into my space. But you're already worthy to the task. You're already loved. It's just more of like tuning sometimes like, okay, I'm more tuned in to that electricity that's already around me. So as we wrap today, be intentional about seeing people, see them. Make the eye contact. Sometimes the prayer, the blessing over them, or speaking something kindly into them. And it's like, we're all out on this little mini mission of like, how much little light can we put out into the world today? Yeah, I love her question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're picturing ourselves in that park with you in Chile. Oh, yeah. Jenny.
Please come. I need you. you are awesome, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for this time. Thank you, Eric.
God bless. Thank you. Oh, such a powerful question. Such a great question for all of us, right? Like, what can I do to get more in the flow of God's will? Like, what can I do to get specific direction for me? You know, like, cause we all go to leadership and we feel the inspiration, but it's like, okay, what's my path? Who are the children of God who are praying me into their lives? And how can I be the answer to their prayers?
So good. I mean, even if we're thinking the thought, we're shifting into a higher vibration.
Yeah.
Right. We call it a prayer. We set intention. There's various language to it, but it's like, I want to be used for good is one of the most cleansing, powerful, connective prayers we can think or intentions we could set. I want to be used for good. Use me, God, use me. I want to be a vessel of light today, of love. I want to be a blessing in every space I enter and bless my mouth, bless my thoughts, bless my conversations, right? Bless my meetings, my connections. Show me if there's someone you want me to connect with specifically. Help me see it. Help me recognize it. I think even thinking those kinds of thoughts, it's like you're plugging in, right? So I love we're even talking about this. That's so edifying and nourishing to me because it's just bringing us back to such, you know, pure heartedness. So, yeah, so good.
Yep. Great share, Maria. So good.
Thank you.
Look up faith and essential emotions.
Yes. All right, loves. I've got to wrap up for today. We'll see you next Wednesday for our coaching session here. Again, we'll be talking about the law of divine compensation, putting you more into that alignment and flow with that money mindset and intention setting, talking about one of the things that Jenny just modeled for us. Marianne, as you know, if you've read the book or reading the book, she talks about that. She says this purity of heart is the engine of wealth creation. It's the miracle workers engine, right? It's like having a pure heart and the desire to serve. She also says this, your business is your ministry. The ways that we can be serving and showing up. And so practice that. Practice, shall we do that as a group? We all practice holding up prayer every day this next week, which is show me who can we serve today, God, universe, Jesus, source. whatever language you like to use, but, you know, show me, who can I serve today? I want to be a blessing today, and just practice. Like, I want to be on purpose for a good cause. Super powerful.
Love it. Brian's asking for your link one more time. I think that's it. The Infusionsoft one, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. For tomorrow's masterclass, tomorrow morning. Okay.
And here it is on Facebook.
All right, everyone. We love and adore you. Have a great rest of your day.
See you next week.